And the next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin travels to Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
We're looking forward. I need to have a great week of preparation and excited to get the opportunity to go down and play, our opinion, is a really good Indiana team. You know, offensively, defensively, very well coached, and good players, and schemes that challenge you, and you also see complete on special teams. We got to have a great week of preparation and give ourselves the best chance this weekend.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hey, Coach, I know you don't dwell on this, but I just was wondering what it means for you and your team to at least be in the discussion at this point in the year, you know, the college football playoff discussion, and just sort of like what kind of carrot does that throw out there in front of you guys as you look forward to the rest of the year?
Well, I think that the best way to answer it for me and for us, I think, is, you know, you're certainly appreciative of what the team has done to this point. And yet all that matters, I think, and the reason is, I think for the players to enjoy the journey that is the season, is you want them to be into each moment. And at the end of the season, you know, you earn the right to either play more games, and fortunately we're bowl eligible, so we've earned the right to play in another game. And then, you know, all that matters is what you do that week. And that's what you want them to focus on. And it's not to say you're not really appreciative of what they've done to this point, but, you know, we're two-thirds of the season done and still got a lot of football ahead of us, and we want to make sure that we're in that moment to maximize the opportunity that is this week and to continue to grow and get to be a better team.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul, I was looking at your injury report, and I was just checking to see if you're healthy enough to go Saturday.
It doesn't matter about me, but it's, you know, guys are fighting through it probably like every other team. And so we'll, you know, they're doing everything they can to get healthier or to get back on the field, and that's all you can ask. And
you've had multiple injuries at a couple of key positions, though, the running back and wide receivers. How are you guys kind of handling the depth issue there?
Well, just got to keep going, and you know, guys that have missed some time are getting better, and so you know, we just got to keep plugging along.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Lee.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question comes from the line of Max Olson with the All-American.
Hey, Coach, curious if you could talk about your defense. You guys have been incredibly consistent this year, even with some of those injuries. What are you loving about what that group's giving you right now?
Well, I think that it's a fun group to be around, and they like playing football. And I think that, you know, the coaches have done a really good job of, you know, helping them and, you know, having a plan for each opponent that challenges you a little bit differently. But most importantly, I think the players are owning it. And, you know, they know, too, that we are playing well, but we still have areas we can get better. And so they do a nice job of coming out and focusing on that. And but I think the biggest thing is that they like playing football, and they trust each other and have fun playing kind of for each other as well.
Yeah, just a quick follow. What do you think is working so well for you guys in the red zone? That's been a strength.
Well, I mean, just I think all football comes down to execution, right? And you know, I think that they don't necessarily panic down there. You know, they still got to put it in there, and you know, we have been good, but you know, just because you've been good doesn't mean you're going to be good. I think they understand that, and so I think they just continue to play.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.